Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. Two for one, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Songhai Nation, welcome to the show. QT and Songhai with you yet again on another Friday. Before we bring our really great guest on, I would like to run down some shows for you. So if you're looking for wrestling in the next couple days, tonight you have WCWO, like usual, at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana. PSW in Piedmont, Alabama. Santino Brothers Wrestling in Bell Gardens, California. PWA Connecticut in Cheshire, Connecticut. OCW in Orlando, Florida. APW in Royston, Georgia. RCW in Chatsworth, Georgia. The NWA in Franklin, Kentucky. Limitless Wrestling in Portland, Maine. And D2W in Woodland, New Jersey. Also EPW in Wallasey, UK. You have Kamikaze Pro in Birmingham in the UK. World of Hurt Wrestling in Bennington, Vermont. And Ring of Honor happening in Milwaukee, Wisconsin tonight. Tomorrow night, you can find my... Actually, I would like to also announce All-Star Wrestling tonight, before we forget that, featuring Jeff Cobb and Cobra Kai and Casey Carlisle all on the same card. And tomorrow night, RCW in Red Deer, Alberta, PWA in Courtney, B.C., PWA in Courtney, B.C., second show, two shows out of them tomorrow, Gold Rush Wrestling in Pacifica, California, UEW in Sun Valley, California, Beyond Wrestling in Enfield, Connecticut, Blitzkrieg Pro in Enfield, Connecticut as well, so two shows there, PPW in Milford, Delaware, Ronin Pro Wrestling in Pembroke Pines, Florida, WXW in Mineola, Florida, GPW in Jasper, Georgia, Proving Ground Pro in Havana, Illinois, POWW in Fox Lake, Illinois, New Wave Pro in Terre Haute, Indiana for a free benefit show, SICW in Salem, Indiana, TSW in Monroe City, Indiana, White River Wrestling in Fishers, Indiana, WWX in Great Bend, Kansas, BCW in Jenkins, Kentucky, KZW in Somerset, Kentucky, PPW in St. Ionia, Michigan, UPW in Ironwood, Michigan, Ring of Honor in Hopkins, Minnesota, Superstars of Wrestling in Bayville, New Jersey, FTW in Elmhurst, New York, NYWC in Deer Park, New York, VPW in Center Reach, New York, Z1W in Greensboro, North Carolina, and then if you're looking for myself or QT tomorrow night, head over to Orchard, Washington, PWF, Casey Carlisle versus Sunny Days in the main event. Kevin Sullivan will be there, so you can find us there. If you're in our neck of the woods, you also have as an option Lucha Libre Volcanica in Seattle tomorrow. So lots of wrestling going on in the next couple of days. Get out there, support your local independents. Without further ado, I would like to welcome our guest today. I've been hugely excited to have him on the show the first time he's appearing with us. Carl Bergman, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much.
since it is your first time with this, and I have no idea why it took us this long to get you, we'll start with the first-timer's question. How did you get started in the professional wrestling industry?
Well, I grew up as a fan, of course, starting out in Minnesota. Vern Gagne's old AWA. Used to go to those shows all the time. Then when I joined the Army, I lived in Maryland and WWF territory back then. And then moved out here east about 12 years ago. Discovered a local independent organization called ICW. And one of my nieces was real interested in getting involved in it. She wanted to learn how to wrestle. So we went to a couple of their shows, and we went to one early so that we could talk to the people, and they just invited us in. That was back when Sheffy was running the ICW, and wound up helping set up the ring, and they stuck around, did some security, and she signed up to start taking lessons, and next thing we know, we're part of the group. So that was basically how I wound up walking into the door.
So your niece went to try to get into the professional wrestling industry, and they sucked you both right into ICW.
Pretty much. She finally gave up with it about a year later, but I've been sticking around in pro wrestling. ICW, of course, went out of business a few years ago, and then I went to SCW for a few years, and now I'm with NWP and PWF both.
You mentioned watching a lot of Vern Gagne's AWA. When you compare a promotion like the AWA, which was a full-time territory, of course, being in the territorial days of wrestling, and you look at the current landscape, which is mostly independents and a small handful of national companies, what do you think the biggest differences are from territorial wrestling to independent wrestling?
Oh, well, I'd say the biggest, of course, is the fact that when back in the territorial days, you worked, you know, in a territory, there weren't that many small little organizations, at least not that I was aware of where I was growing up. It was either AWA or nothing. Now I've got 5, 6, 7, 10 different organizations within 20 miles of where I live that I could go and watch.
When you first started out and you were helping ICW and getting involved and, of course, moved on to SCW and Northwest Pro and the PWF, did you have any sort of goals in mind as far as what you wanted to accomplish in wrestling, or was it something that you just took show by show and let your career go how it would?
Well, I never really set a goal. I thought at one point in time about studying to become a referee, but one thing I discovered, starting at the age of 50 is a little late to be trying to do some of the crazy things that those guys do in the ring. So I backed off on that after a while, but I enjoyed going. I enjoyed being with the group, and I enjoyed trying to help them a bit better.
You've done a lot of roles. You talked about having done security. Of course, you've been a commissioner of an organization. You have set up the rings. You've done sound. You've done a lot of the jobs. A lot of the fans may not appreciate just how much goes into making a wrestling show run properly. You do a lot of the jobs that are overlooked by the fans. When you do one of these roles, how often is it that the fans take notice of what you're doing and approach you as part of the organization and acknowledge what you are doing for the companies?
Well, generally when I'm working in the back, or if I'm doing some of those types of roles, I figure my best job is if I'm not really noticed by them, because then I'm distracting from the entertainment instead of helping make it better. Now, that's not to say that there haven't been people who have noticed. Most of them were people who worked in the industry themselves at one time or another, and so knew what was going on. But having them pay attention to me, I wasn't doing my job right, in my opinion.
Understood. Now, I'm sure on occasion you have been approached for an autograph, especially when you were the commissioner, so you were the a person in authority at SCW for quite a while. The fans saw you as the man running the show. What was it like the first time someone approached you and wanted an autograph or wanted to shake your hand?
Honestly, it was a lot of fun. That's one of the things, even back when I first got started with ICW and we were pulling 200-300 people in a show, just the energy and knowing that you were part of that feel of what was going on and how much people were enjoying it, it's a big kick. And I'm positive that's why a lot of the guys that go out and work in the ring do it, because I can't think of much more enjoyable than hearing the people cheer or boo or whatever the way they're supposed to, and know that you're taking part in that.
Well, at this time, my co-host QT is standing by, and QT has some questions, so this help you as I pass things along to QT for a bit.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sun Guy. Hello, Carl.
Hello.
Carl, we usually start out the second half of our show with a standard question to our first-timers. What's the hardest knife-edge chop you've ever received in this business? Although, I don't think that you've probably have received a knife-edge chop, but maybe you have asked for one?
Well, the closest I got was during a practice back in ICW when everyone was taking turns giving and getting chops, and I was in the ring along with them, so, yeah, there I was. But then they, oh, no, I guess we won't.
Can you remember who gave you the knife-edge chops?
That was Slaw.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Wow. All right, well, Carl, were you at Woodland Pro Wrestling in Woodland, Washington, for its one and only show that featured the Woodland Pro heavyweight title match between Kellen Rayeth and Exile?
No, I cannot say I was there.
Oh, okay. Yes, they had that in Woodland. I believe it was two summers ago. Okay. Carl, we on Turnbuckle Turmoil have had several guests on our show that have been in the Army, including a Purple Heart winner. We'd like to thank you for your service, first and foremost. Can we ask you what your rate and rank were?
Well, by the time I got out, I was a specialist fifth class, and I was in IT.
Okay, information technology, okay. Wow, all right. Did you have any Army buddies that were wrestlers?
No, not back then.
Oh, okay. All right. Can we ask you what were some of the lessons you learned in boot camp from your drill instructor that you carried over into wrestling?
Well, probably the most popular one I can think of was having our DI tell us once that there was only two things that dropped from the sky, bird droppings and fools, and he wasn't either of them and suggested we didn't sign up for airborne either. Beyond that, I guess it was just the teamwork, the working together, the getting the job done. Those were the kind of things that I took away with me.
Wow, all right, okay. All right, well, Carl, can we ask your niece's name, who got into wrestling or started training, and did she get to train with the lovely Lila Lodge?
Well, her name was Cora, and no, she did not. She was back in the ICW days when Sheffy and Tim Flowers were the trainers.
Oh, okay. Sheff and Tim Flowers? Okay. All right. Well, Carl, we play a game on Turnbuckle Turmoil called Word Association, and you picture yourself at the psychiatrist's office where the psychiatrist holds up a picture or asks you or tells you a word, and you say the first word that pops into your mind. Maybe he'll say something like cat, and you'll say the first thing that pops into your mind like dog. Are you ready to play this game that involves Northwest wrestlers?
I can give it a try.
Oh, okay. Bearing in mind that there are no right and wrong answers. Oh, okay. All right. The first wrestler, Aaron Bolo.
Oh, he was great.
Oh, okay. Can you describe? Can you say one word that describes Aaron Bolo in a nutshell?
Oh. Like I said, he's great. I don't know other than describe him, really.
Oh, all right. I'll put down great. Okay. Diafola Dabashi.
Oh. Fun, really. I enjoyed watching him.
Oh, all right. Fun. Okay. All right. Coach Mike Jones.
Yeah, he's. Yeah, I'd say interesting.
Oh, all right. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, I'm going to go with whistle myself. Okay. Casey Spinelli.
Oh, I. Remember her, and the one match that I really remember was back in SCW days. She was always very professional, but yeah, I just have to say she was professional.
All right, professional. Okay. Now, have you ever gone up to Canada on a road trip and seen her wrestle?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, next wrestler, Randy Zellers.
Yeah, let's see. How would I describe Randy?
Like one word or something like that.
I'd just say fun.
Fun, okay, fun. I'm going to go with Steinway Piano myself. Steinway Piano, okay.
Okay.
Jimmy Flame.
Oh, I think I remember when he was doing the Bloyer podcast back when he was down in New Orleans studying law. So I'd go with that, Bloyer.
Oh, all right. Okay, Bloyer, okay. All right. How about Kevin Brandt?
He's one that I've never seen.
Oh, never seen. Okay. All right. How about Roy Lovejoy?
Oh, let's see. Let's just go with entertaining with him.
Oh, okay. Entertaining. All right. Now, as a part of security, have you ever had a fan try to approach Roy Lovejoy while he was knocked unconscious outside the ring and try to steal his shoes or maybe Kevin Brandt's shoes?
No, I cannot say that. My security time was fairly limited and only in ICW, and to my knowledge, he never had anything to do with ICW. Mostly I worked with him in the FCW.
Oh, all right, good enough. Okay. All right, next word association, DeMarcus James.
I think my, how do you describe that in one word? The, when the referee would go up to search them at the beginning of the match and they'd all get down on their knees, their hands on the back of their head. I always loved that little gimmick, but I can't think of how to put that into one word.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give you a suggestion and go with Compton, like Compton, California. Compton. Okay. Okay. How about Ron Von Hess?
He's, let's see. He's always trying to be out there, so I'd give him out front or something like that.
Oh, okay, out front, okay. I myself am going to go with Foghorn Leghorn, okay. How about Aris Toretta? Aris Toretta.
That's another one I've never seen.
Oh, okay. All right, if you do pay special attention to his leg warmers, very nice. Very nice wrestling gear that he has. Okay. All right. How about Gregor Petrov?
Oh. I'd say solid.
All right, solid. Okay. How about Dave Hollenbeck?
Oh, wow. I have to admit, I'm not really great at this one-word association games. I drive psychiatrists crazy.
Oh, you're doing just fine, just fine.
But I enjoyable.
Oh, okay, enjoyable. All right, very good. All right, we've got four more. How about Lance Dean?
Lance Dean.
Yes.
I'm afraid that's another one that I don't know.
Oh, okay. You might think of him as affiliated with Paw Moonshine. Okay. And so,
oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. How about Garrett Drexel?
He's another one that I've never worked with.
Okay. All right. No problem. I'm going to go with Kindlestick. Okay. How about Sunny Days?
I'd have to go with Angel.
Ooh, very nice. Okay, Angel. All right. How about Randy the Pimp Taylor?
The man.
All right, okay. I'm going to go with Starsky and Hutch. Okay. How about Paw Moonshine? Our last one, Paw Moonshine.
You know, when I look at him, I'd say old, but I'm older than he is.
Oh. All right, okay. Well, Carl, that concludes our word association. You did very well. Thank you. Okay, very good. All right. Well, Carl, do you know who said horse sense is the thing a horse has which keeps it from betting on people? Do you know who said this?
Oh. I can't really say that I do, but it sounds like something P.T. Barnum would have said.
Very close. It was W.C. Fields.
Ah, okay.
W.C. Fields, yes, okay. Do you who would you categorize as the number one wrestler in the Northwest with the most horse sense? That was my question.
In the Northwest with the most horse sense?
Yes.
Well, of all of the ones that I've worked with or I've known, one that I've always liked and respected was Kellen Wraith.
Whoa, all right, okay, all right. Okay, I'm going to go with DeMarcus James. Street sense is a lot like horse sense. Yes, okay.
This is good, too.
Yes. All right. Now, are you familiar with the saying, it's a lot like nuts and bolts. If the rider's nuts, the horse bolts.
No, I can't say that I've heard that one, but it sounds about right.
Oh, all right. Okay. Now, there's rumors out there among the Northwest wrestling circles that you have a horse yourself. Can you tell us and our listening audience what that horse's name is and how old this horse is?
I do not myself own a horse. Horses are kind of like boats. They're really great if someone else owns them and you just get to play with them. But there are several that I work with on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Got Brio and Maxie and Kaiser and Spud and Jiggy. And then I also started an internship with a professional horse trainer recently. So I'm learning a lot more about how to train horses and work with them.
Oh, all right. Okay. Oh, very nice. Okay. Well, Carl, who is the one wrestler in the Northwest that would make a horse bolt even if the horse saw him or her from a half mile off?
Oh, probably.
Probably who?
Marion Gein.
Oh, very good choice. Marion Gein. Okay. Yes, I think I'd agree with that. I'm going to also mention Big V. Big V. Okay. All right. Okay, well, Carl, the poet Sharon Rolls Lehman said, "The essential joy of being with horses is that it brings us in contact with the rare elements of grace, beauty, spirit, and fire." My question is, do you think Diafola Debasi exhibits all of these horse characteristics in the ring? Grace, beauty, spirit, fire.
Well, I've seen him be graceful, I've seen him be spirited, and I've seen him be fiery, but I can't say I've ever seen him be beautiful.
Oh, okay. Wow, all right. Very good. Okay. Well, Carl, Rita Mae Brown was quoted as saying, "If the world was truly a rational place, men would ride side saddle." And there's no question here. I just thought I'd mention that because I thought it was funny. Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know any women that ride side saddle either, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Carl, John Steinbeck said, "A man on a horse is spiritually as well as physically bigger than a man on foot." My question is, which Northwest wrestler would most likely pick up a Shetland pony over his head and body slam it for having stepped on its foot?
Ooh. Well, given how heavy even a Shetland pony is, only wrestler in the Northwest I think of that would be liable to try doing something like that would have been Exile.
Oh, yeah, okay, Exile. All right. Now, speaking of Exile, he and Kellen Wraith had the heavyweight title match at Woodland Pro Wrestling, WCW title heavyweight championship ever held at that tavern in Woodland, Washington. Yes. Kellen Wraith got thrown through a table by Exile. So I kind of agree with your assessment that he could pick up a Shetland pony and also get along with John Steinbeck. That's what I'm getting at. Okay. All right. Well, Carl, Helen Thompson said, "In riding a horse, we borrow freedom. My question is, have you ever had an ex-WWE wrestler come to town, borrow $10, or have you treat him or her to a hot dog, and then they skip town and don't pay what they borrowed? And we're not talking about Raven.
Okay, no, you've been about the only ex-WWE wrestler that I've actually been at a show with. So, no, I can't say that I've ever had that happen, though.
Oh, okay. No, all right. They're on the up and up. Okay, all right. Well, Carl, Benjamin Franklin wrote in Poor Richard's Almanac in June 1758, "For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. And for want of a horse, the rider was lost, being overtaken and slain by the enemy, all for want of care about a horseshoe nail." My question is, why hasn't any wrestler used a lost horseshoe as a foreign object in DOA wrestling like Wade, by God, S? A horseshoe.
I really don't know. Maybe they haven't had a chance to try and get one. I wouldn't try and take one from a horse.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Now, speaking of security around the ring, what's the strangest foreign object you have seen a wrestler pull out of his or her trunks, bearing in mind that no one has done a horseshoe yet?
Well, it wasn't out of his trunks, but Dale Houston loves to pull his dentures out and whack people with them.
Oh, okay, all right. Has he ever approached you with dentures in hand trying to bite you, Dale Houston?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Carl, can you tell us if you yourself will be providing security this weekend at any of the events? You yourself.
I will be at PWF, but I'll be doing the sound system, the music there.
Oh, okay. All right, sound system, very good. Now, doing the sound system, you work closely with ring announcers. Can you give us your opinion of some of your favorite ring announcers you have worked with in your years in the Northwest? Ring announcers.
The one I'll be working with tomorrow, more than likely, is Jimmy Skills. And we used to work together in SCW as well. And I've always gotten along well with him, and I thought he's doing a great job. Kim Hamlin was the one who I worked with in ICW, and he's also now at NWP and at Pacific Wrestling Federation, although there he's working as a commissioner. So, and I've always worked well with him. DeMarcus James, I don't know, let's see. Dimitri, I worked with out at SCW for a couple years, and he was always fun to watch. Those are the ones that come to my mind.
Oh, okay. Well, Dimitri sure brings a lot of energy to the ring announcing skills. Now, what would be the one word you would describe, or maybe a word association about Jimmy's skills? What's the first word that pops into mind?
Well, crazy would be the first thing that would pop into mind.
Okay, crazy. Okay. All right, how about Ken Hamlin?
Ken, I'd say dedication.
All right, dedication. Okay. And how about Dimitri? First word.
Dimitri was entertaining.
Okay, entertaining. I'm going to go with ZZ Top myself because he's always a sharp-dressed man. Yes.
Jimmy, though.
Okay. Now, speaking of ring announcers, how about referees? Who are some of the better referees that you have seen in the Northwest through your years?
Oh. Well, let me think. Under normal conditions, I didn't have as much to do with the referees as I did the wrestlers, but one that I'm working with right now that's really good is Anthony Abbs. He's in NXT. And I cannot remember his name at the moment. Ferguson.
Mark Rowan? Mark Rowan?
No, his last name was Ferguson, and I'm trying to remember what his first name was.
Okay.
Mitch?
Mitch Ferguson, that's the one. Yeah, he was in ICW.
All right, well, at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sun Guy. Good talking with you, Carl, and I hope to see you this weekend, and thank you for your service also.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, QT. Well, Carl, I know since you've been around for a while, you've probably seen a few incidents in the ring that would be considered pretty scary. What would you say is the scariest moment that you've witnessed?
Ooh. Well, it might have been, let's see. Most of the time I have to say things have been pretty, I won't say mellow, obviously, but pretty safe. As far as scary stuff going on, there haven't been too many. And to be absolutely honest with you, with what I did for most of the shows, I didn't always get to sit and watch all the matches. So I'm not sure that I could really give you one for that.
All right. Have you witnessed any injuries that may not have been scary, but definitely were painful for those involved?
There have been a few falls and spills and stuff like that, but I've heard of a couple in other shows, but I don't think I remember ever seeing one in any of the shows that I've been in.
Very lucky then. I'm sure since you've seen a metric crap ton of matches, both local independents and at bigger companies like the AWA, you have a particular favorite match or two. What's some of the favorite matches that you've seen?
Well, for independence, I'd say my favorite one was the final Aaron Bolo versus Mike Santiago, where Aaron was challenging Mike for the FCW belt. That one had everything in it you could want. The crowd was so into it that you could not, I was almost afraid at some point that people would have come running, screaming into the ring. The wrestlers were doing their job that well. As far as other ones that I've seen, I remember one once way back when Andre the Giant was fighting Killer Khan in WWF. In the 80s, early 80s, I think it was, although it might have been the late 70s, and that one was just a fun match. Probably another one of mine that was fun for me personally was an AWA show years and years ago in the late 60s, where the match itself, I really couldn't even tell you what went on. But I and my mother were at the show, and she was in a wheelchair. And as the match with Andre the Giant in it was ending, he stopped by and talked with us for a couple minutes because of her being there. And so I got to meet him and talk to him for a minute or two, shake his hand, which, for a teenage kid versus a guy that big, that was just And are you still there? But that was probably one of the things that really got me interested in pro wrestling more than anything else.
Little known fact, first WWF show main event that I saw live, Killer Khan versus Hulk Hogan.
Hmm.
Now, Carl, as someone that has been on the independent scene for quite a few years now, even though you're not an in-ring performer per se, do you still get some of the younger kids coming in asking you for advice or maybe a little bit of feedback on their matches?
There have been times, yeah. Not as much nowadays, but back in the days with ICW and in the days with SCW, I was usually there with all of the practices as well as being at the matches and got to know a lot of the younger guys really well. Now I go when I have a chance to, but, well, it may be that I've retired, but life sure hasn't slowed down any.
If someone were to come to you right now today and they were interested in getting into professional wrestling as a career, what's the best advice that you would give that person?
Well, the best advice I could probably give them would be to find out for sure if they really, really are willing to do what it takes to get there. There's a couple people here in this area that I would trust to maybe train a person who wants to get up into wrestling. But if they really want to get going and really want to get into the business, Pacific Northwest isn't exactly the brightest shining star. My best friend has a nephew right now who a couple years back decided he wanted to be a pro wrestler. He lived in Montana. He flew out to Boston and started in a school there and worked and worked and worked at it. I mean, he did everything, and that's the same thing I tell anyone who wanted to do it here, too. You can't just go to a couple practices and expect to be a superstar in the ring. You've got to work at it for a long time. You've got to be very serious. You've got to be willing to put everything you've got into it. And if you do, you can get places, but you've got to work hard, you've got to be lucky, and you've got to be committed.
And you talked a little bit earlier about having contemplated referee training to try to get into that aspect of the business. Did you actually participate in a little bit of training, or is that something that you decided against before you actually set foot in the ring to learn?
Oh, no, I was training for it and was in the ring and doing things along with everyone else. But, you know, live hard. And if it had been 20 years earlier, I would probably have done it.
For the people that are interested in the side jobs like yourself that want to work in professional wrestling but aren't sure about in-ring performing, what's the advice you would give to them as far as getting in there to be able to do security, do sound, figurehead commissioner, whatever role it might be?
Well, all I can say is what happened with me, and that was we showed up, we were welcomed, we were given the opportunity, and worked hard and earned a spot. It's just like anything else. You can't just walk up and say, hey, I want to do this. You've got to be willing to be there to set up the ring, to set up the chairs and all of that, to do whatever's needed, and then earn something better.
Now, when you were Commissioner at SCW, you had a lot of segments on the show where you were needed to speak on the microphone. Was that something that came natural to you? Was that sort of something that you were comfortable doing, or was that a learned process with you?
Well, I'm not naturally comfortable speaking with in front of groups, but starting in the Army, when they started training me to do that kind of stuff, and several jobs that I had, they sent me to classes to learn how to do presentations and to talk to groups of people and stuff like that. So it was definitely something I learned to do.
First time that you're asked to take a live microphone and speak to the wrestling fans, I'm sure that was different than anything that the Army had for you to do. What was going through your mind immediately following the speaking segment on that show?
Like I said before, it was just being a part of something that was out there and entertaining people and listening to them cheer and yell. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was very self-entertaining, if you want. It was also a little bit scary, but it was also a lot of fun.
Tomorrow night you're going to be in Port Orchard, Washington for PWF. This is a relaunch of PWF. Randy Taylor ran the company several years ago. It's been dormant for quite some time. He just in the last 3 months or so relaunched it. What has it been like watching the relaunch of PWF in Port Orchard, which, to my knowledge, has not had wrestling before?
Well, not in the last 10, 15 years that I can speak to, but I've known Randy for a long time, since back in the ICW days, and I know it's always been his goal to get the wrestling business going again, to get a training school going, and to see him finally be able to accomplish the things he wants to do is just great.
Now, the PWF show that's happening tomorrow, he's going to have a lot of outside talent on the show. Casey Carlisle will be making her PWF debut, facing Sunny Days in the main event. Casey Carlisle, former NWA World Women's Champion. She's held multiple championships all over North America, and it's not the first time she and Sunny Days have wrestled. He will also have Kevin Sullivan on the show tomorrow. Kevin Sullivan, of course, one of the legends of professional wrestling, has wrestled in every major company and still does today. What do you think tomorrow's going to be like for PWF, bringing in such great outside talent for a fan base that hasn't really had live pro wrestling before?
Well, I expect the show is going to be pretty darn good. I know that some of the people that are there, I know personally, and I know they all go out their very best. Probably a third to a half of the audience that's there, of course, either goes to SCW shows or to NWP shows as well, sometimes all three. So some of them have gotten lots of exposure to lots of wrestling, but we're also bringing in new people who haven't been, and that's kind of fun and exciting.
Your role at PWF has been the sound system. I know wrestlers can be very particular and very demanding when it comes to their entrance music. Have you ever encountered an angry wrestler from when music did not quite go as planned?
Oh, there have been times. Way back in ICW, when they were still using CDs and a boom box to play the music, I finally brought my laptop over and we started loading music up on that, putting things together, started making things a little better. But, you know, there are those who, and some of the times it's just because communications failures where someone's expecting to come out second and their music is played first and they don't want to come out or something like that. But, you know, most of the time they get over it. We get it done because the important part is to be out there and do a good show.
You have a unique vantage point on a wrestling show when you're running sound. You're there every match. You're able to watch pretty much uninterrupted when you're running sound. Do you think that gives you probably the most unique vantage point of anyone working at the show?
I'd say it's a pretty good one, yeah. The announcer can usually say about the same thing because they're there the whole time and they're watching it, at least if they're paying attention to what's going on. There have been times, of course, when you've got to run off quick and get something sorted out, but usually now for the PNW shows, for the PWF shows, you're sitting right there and yeah, it's all being handled and all I have to worry about is getting the information together, getting the music scheduled in the right order, and then we can go with it. But back in SCW days and some in the NWP, where I'm busy doing more than just that. That was just a part of what I did, and I'd set it up, and I taught both Sheffy's daughter how to do the music using the computer, and then I taught Ron's daughter how to do the music using the computer, and got them pretty much doing it while I was busy running around. That's why I say I've been at a lot of shows, but I haven't always necessarily been able to watch matches because I'm busy getting people ready for the next match and stuff like that. So right now I'm kind of enjoying it where I'm getting to just sit there and just play the music.
Well, we're coming down to the last few minutes of the show and I want to give you that time. If there's anything you would like to say to the listeners out there, plug and promote anything you might want to plug and promote, floor is all yours.
Well, Sound Guy, if I could butt my way in before he does this, I'd like to ask him one last question. Carl, if Roddy Piper were alive today, which PWF wrestler would he immediately have a feud with, in your opinion, if the great Piper were alive today?
I think I would love to see him working Jimmy Flame.
Oh, okay. That's a good answer. That could be, yes. Wow, all right. Okay. And one other thing. Christopher Ryzik is known to say, "You people better stop booing me right now." Have you ever booed Christopher Ryzik under your breath? Are you a secret closet Christopher Ryzik booer?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can, you know, that the one thing that I'd have to say about being inside as opposed to just outside is I can appreciate a good heel doing a good job. It's just as much as I can appreciate a good face doing a good job. And there are some that I can boo. I don't think they are doing a good job. But when they're doing a good job, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, on with the plug and promote, if you have anything, your favorite hot dog or...
Well, no, I was just going to remind everyone that's in the area here in Kitsap County or wants to drive up about the show tomorrow night for CWS. It's going to be a really good one on the 6th of May in Port Orchard. We're actually going to have an NWP show at the Town Square Mall right there on Mile Hill Drive. And then they have another show down at their usual place, if I can find the right date. Heck, I think it's the 15th, which will also be a lot of fun. So just please, wherever you are, go to your independent wrestling shows, watch them, enjoy them, support them. They're what we really need for this business to ever get off the ground, is to have everyone coming and enjoying. That's about all I could say.
All right. Well, Carl, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. You did very well, especially in word association. Both Zion Daddy and myself hope to see you in Port Orchard tomorrow. And it's not Port Townsend. It's Port Orchard. Yes. Okay.
Orchard, yeah.
And we hope to have you back on the show again sometime, if possible. Sign Guy, can you quickly say who we're going to have on the air Sunday?
Yes, Sunday we will be having a show all about House Bill 1420, commonly known as the Lucha Bill, that passed in the state of Washington. We'll have various local independent wrestlers on to discuss that, as well as Texarkana Jones, who will discuss very similar legislation that recently passed in the state of Arkansas. Our two states passing pretty much the same type of bill within a few days of each other. So we're going to be discussing wrestling legislation on Sunday.
Wow, all right. And you know, Carl, if you want to call in and ask state your opinion on this bill, you're more than welcome. Fans, we welcome you to call in Sunday. And, Carl, it's been a pleasure. Yes. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, now I get the music. Okay. My day.